What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computer's weekly tech podcast. This is episode 380, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast on going. With me, of course, is my co-host Ryan. What's going on?
Not much. I'm feeling a little discombobulated. I was a little later than usual than I like to be.
I was like, I was thinking I'm just going to do the podcast by myself because you were just not showing up. Okay. You know, so
yeah, see you later.
But yeah, Amazon Prime Day. Did that start? It's like the 11th. I don't know when it is. It's this month.
But it's not Prime Day.
It's another one? Yeah, I don't know. That tells you that like things are going wrong. If you need to do like two crazy, like, you know, they're going to have that. You also have Black Friday.
Yep.
And you have Cyber Monday coming up in the coming months as well. So it's just like, yeah, kind of desperate to sell things, it seems. But who knows?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's kind of odd. I don't know.
But yeah, beside Ryan being flustered, it is it's another Wednesday. Not a ton to talk about this week, but some cool products and some other things. And more details on upcoming products through some leaks and stuff like that. As I always say with the podcast, guys, if you want to follow along, we do have our full show notes page that is right here. So you can go ahead and click through and get more information. Say we're talking about a product and you want to learn more, or you just, again, just want to follow along, you can go ahead and do that. It is linked in the description of the video. But let's jump into reviews. So this week, I took a look at a product that we saw at CES. And again, seeing something demoed at CES.
And where we were at when they were demoing it was a convention hall with a couple thousand people in there and a couple hundred booths. And so it's not an ideal experience.
In that setting, it wasn't bad, right? You could tell that the sound was like, not bad. So the product that we're talking about is the Drop BR or BMR1, which is a set of desktop speakers. Typically, you know Drop, or we know Drop for keyboards, right? They mainly make keyboards. They have collabed on some other audio products as well, but this is fully made by them. And it's pretty interesting. And I think it comes at a time where I think it is partly needed. I think so many people went, they went from working in the office to because of the pandemic, they started working from home, and then their office gave them the option to stay at home. And a lot of people have stayed at home and they have their little work from home setup. And I don't know about you, but like wearing headphones all day is, for me, it's not ideal. I use speakers a lot. If I'm gaming, of course, I've had, headphones on. If I'm like podcasting, taking a call, I put the headphones on. But for just like working and having like music in the background or whatever it may be, I definitely want speakers. So I think a good set of desktop speakers is, I think it's needed. And I think, what these do is, as you can see from like the picture, like they're not all that big. They don't take up a lot of space. They're super easy to connect, like all of those things that you want. And they're pretty interesting. They're an interesting set of headphones.
They're pretty small, really.
They're very small. They're very thin. And the reason that they're able to get away with that is that these use, balance mode radiator technology. I had to look it up because I'm not an audio expert by any means. But that's a technology that they use. It's different from your typical speakers. Probably the speakers that you have in your house are different from these in their design. But they're able to get away with a smaller speaker that still has a pretty good sound and a full sound, which is pretty cool. So as you can see, like these speakers are not all that, they're decently, I mean, they're not even that tall really, but they're very thin. They come on these small stands, and this is what they look like out of the box. Like there's no grill or anything. You have to purchase the grills separately. So the speakers themselves are $129. And if you want a set of grills, it's an extra $25. So
I don't really
keep that
like
in
that.
Mind. There are a bunch of different color grills. They did send us the black ones. But this is sort of like an industrial look. Some people may not like it. Some people will. On top of that, if you do add a grill, if you're like a crazy audiophile, that will distort the sound slightly. For most normal people, I don't think it's going to make a difference, but that, you know, you keep that in mind. But you know, the speakers, like I said, they're not all that big. Here they are with the grills on, and there are some pretty cool colors for the grills if you wanted to like match them to like your setup. Like if you have a certain color keyboard or mouse or desk, you know, desk pad or something like that. Like Drop is obviously known for all of that stuff, so you could get some really cool grills that match. I just got the black ones, not a big deal. And the interesting thing about these is that they're 3.5 millimeter only, no USB here. Which I wouldn't say I'm the biggest fan of.
Well, I mean, like, if I could see if you're using them with a laptop where that could become an issue, because a lot of laptops nowadays don't have that 3.5 millimeter, but on a desktop, eh, maybe not so bad.
Yeah, I always like to see, when it comes to like
extra connectivity is good, right? Either way.
Yeah, I would have liked to see either or on this. You know, so do I not have a picture? I guess I didn't put a picture of the connections on here. I thought I did. That's very odd of me. I should probably add that to review. But anyway, it's on the back. You have your basic connections. You have the 3.5 millimeter connection. You have an auxiliary connection. So if you're somebody who wants a lot of bass, you can add a subwoofer if you wanted to. And you can switch it from 2.0 to 2.1. There's a proprietary connection from speaker to speaker. I know I'm saying proprietary. Like almost every speaker system you get, like the ones I have here, the Razer ones, the wire that connects both speakers is proprietary to that as well. But it is proprietary, and I'll tell you why I'm saying that in the issue once we get into the setup here. There's no physical power button. So okay, when they're plugged in, they're turned on. Mm-hmm. No volume buttons. You have to do that all within your computer, or these do feature Bluetooth. So you would do it within your Bluetooth device, whether it's a phone or laptop or whatever it may be. And getting these set up was kind of interesting because, if you guys don't know, I have a 49 inch monitor. It's big, it's wide. And I wanted to put these on either side of my monitor, but that proprietary cable that connects the two speakers is not long enough. My Razors, I can do it. So with these, I cannot. And that's why I don't like that it's proprietary, because I cannot get another cable. Drop says they might be making one in the future because a bunch of people did run into this issue. I would say anything 32 inches and above, you're not going to be able to put these on either side of the monitor.
Oh, wow.
You're just not. It is short for a speaker connection cable. Let's just say that. But they do allow you to mount these horizontally, not vertically on the stand. So as you can see, I have them mounted here. You can see the cable coming off and going into the back here. That's kind of what I did. And the sound is still really good that way. I did test them vertically, like on another setup, and they were fine as well. But if you do have an ultra wide, like I said, 34, even a 32, like I said, it's going to be hard. So you might have to put them under your monitor, but they aren't that big, as you can see. I mean, they don't take up a ton of space really. Which is definitely nice for the setup. Now, I use them via Bluetooth as well. Super easy to connect. You easily connect these, no problem. You know, you can go ahead and they just shows up as a device and you can connect it. You know, and the sound I thought coming from these was really good, crisp, clear. You could tell. Like, have you ever like listened to something and like just like not the best speaker system? And then you get like a, you know, you move up to like a nicer speaker system and you can hear certain things and songs that like you didn't hear before. You can definitely tell that with these, which is really impressive again for their size. Also, they are decently loud. Like this office here, which I don't know how many square feet this would be. I don't know, but it's like the size of a bedroom. Like I was easily able to fill this entire room with sound, and I wasn't even up all the way. These also don't really distort when you put them up pretty high either. The only thing is that there's just not a ton of bass. It's a 2.0 system, but I mean, the racers that I do have, that are a 2.0 system, they sound better with bass and things like that. So I listen to like a lot of rap and hip hop, and it's just not there. And if you're looking for those like big explosive sounds, whether it's in games or whether it's in movies or something like that, you know, you're not going to get that. Now, again, you do have the option to add the subwoofer, which will mitigate that. But again, that's an extra cost on you. But overall, the sound is really impressive for the size. I think that's the biggest thing with these. And I think that when I saw them initially, I was like, "What? Like, these are small speakers, but they do sound really, really good for how small they are." So that's something that I really liked. Like I said, the downsides of this, the big thing is I couldn't use them in the orientation that I wanted to because of that cable. Also, you know, not having a physical power button is just weird. And there's just like a white LED that's on all the time.
Do they have any like hiss or anything when they're on? You know how some speakers you can like just hear?
When you do like disconnect the power or connect your 3.5 millimeter, it's a pop. Yeah, that happens. I think if you're in, you know, and these are $129. The grills are 25. If you want to add grills, if you don't, it's a good spot to be at based on the audio quality. There are a ton of other speakers sort of in that general price range that it all depends on kind of what you're doing too. If you're gaming, a gaming headset's going to sound better. It's going to be more accurate. But even like these Razer speakers, in my opinion, give me the sound that I want more. Like I want bass. I listen to a lot of rap and hip hop. I like them better. And again, I can put those on either side of my monitor, but for what they are, I think they are a decent set of desktop speakers. The audio quality is definitely there. And again, moving from like my Razers to these, there was definitely a quality upgrade, but the Razers just have more of that oomph that I kind of want in a desktop speaker. So that's kind of what I said. I gave them an 8 out of 10. If you're looking at these, like I said, if you do want them in that's the biggest thing. If you do want them in the vertical orientation, you need a single screen that's going to be like 30 inches or under, you know? So just keep that in mind, but check out the review. Like I said, they're pretty cool and they're small. And I think if I had like a laptop setup at home, I would definitely use these.
I was thinking like college dorm room or something, right? Where you want some music, but you can't, like, you've got other people in there, so you don't want it like too overpowering. Maybe something like that, or like an office setup, you know, where you want some music going, but don't want to rattle.
Work from home would be great for these. And the fact that they're Bluetooth as well. So if you are in that dorm setting, you're having some friends over, you know, have your buddy connect to the Bluetooth and you can DJ or, you know.
Yeah.
Friends can play music however they want, which is kind of nice as well. So I think having the Bluetooth definitely is a plus as well. So, sure. So like I said, check that review out. So we do have Old Man in the house in the live chat. Good to see you here. He said, speaking of ultra wides, have you heard the Samsung Odyssey Neo G9 splitting in the middle? No, I have not heard
I'd
about
that. I'd be so grumpy if that happened. He said it sounded like Linus talked about it, and they think it might be heat stress or mechanical stress or a combo. Sitting there, it's like, pop.
There's an issue with those I heard with the 4090 as well, that like the frame rate is capped. Like you can't push it all the way that you want to. I don't know all the details on that. I saw some people talking about it. But that's like another issue of those I've heard.
With that monitor?
Know. Yeah. It's something with like the display port. It's something going on. You can look it up if anybody wants to, to see. But that'd be
I feel like a monitor. Buying this badass card and badass monitor to go together. And then it's like.
Yeah, I would say like probably. Beyond your graphics card, like breaking, like, you know, frying or something like that, like your monitor breaking is, it's so demoralizing too. Cause that's like especially if you're getting like a big monitor like that, I mean, you're spending a lot of money. And it's something that you probably thought about a lot when it comes to monitor. It's not like you just like, oh, this one's on sale on Amazon. Like, you think about it, you read reviews, you watch videos. It's like a big deal.
Right. Usually.
So, yeah. So hopefully, like I said, I haven't seen that from anybody, but if Lioness is talking about it, I'm sure it's a thing. So that was the only review I got done this week. I did make a video on that Amazon Basics CPU cooler. So if you guys want to check that out, you can definitely go ahead and do that. It is right here on the good old YouTubes. If you want to check it out, it was fun to do. It was cool to, it's just so funny that there's an Amazon Basics CPU cooler now. But I would like, I think, you know, I would like to see more like Amazon Basics,
like components. I don't even know things. What else would you put? Like, anything past a cooler is gonna, like, I could obviously see them doing a keyboard and mouse and headset.
I could see them doing an SSD, right?
If they don't already.
I could see them do, like, somebody else would build it, but yeah. I could see them doing an SSD. That's really easy. Okay. Like, we've seen a ton of companies get things made. So, like, I could see them doing like an
Amazon, maybe an AIO. They've already got the partnership with Cooler Master.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that because, I mean, if you're building a PC, you're picking an air cooler or an AIO. So they have the air cooler.
Now they're just going to the AIO. You know, with these things, the compatibility requirements aren't as stringent as... It's not like they're going to come out with memory kit, right? Or a motherboard, right?
Anything storage-related because that's easy to build. There are a bunch of companies that will build them for you and slap your name on it. So super easy to do that.
Maybe sleep, case fans.
Sleep cables.
Yeah.
I really don't think you'd see an Amazon Basics PC case.
I was just about to say maybe a case, but
who
knows?
I think that's all you'd see. But it would be cool to see some other Amazon Basic stuff. But if you want to know more about the Amazon Basic CPU cooler, the video is on YouTube if you want to check it out. It was fun to make that one. And then we're already down to Case Mod Friday. And Jeffrey Voss, who we've featured before, his desk build before, he has a new desk build, wooden-themed desk build. So this is what it looks like from the... outside, sort of. So very Noctua wood, dark wood. Even like he even has like wood accents on his headphones, you know, wood little holder over here. Pencil pen holders is wood. The speaker holders are all wood. Super cool. And then when you get more into the system, it has that, it's like gasoline color. What would you call that?
Orange, amber.
Like oil.
Yeah, maybe.
Oil color, but you can see the graphics card has like a wood cover on it with the water cooling going.
It's got through a bunch of Noctua stuff. I wish it would have been the Noctua GPU.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
You know, that Asus card.
I don't even know. I mean, that might not fit though. Oh, yeah, I guess it would. It wouldn't be that tall, but.
Oh, and I didn't. Did you see the skull over there too? There's like a little skull bottle.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's cool though. Alpha cool.
So. Are those fans there at the back? Are those exhaust out the back? And then there were some other fans to the right as well, where I was trying to figure out, like, these? Maybe it's to... Yeah, those. Like, what are those doing?
I don't know.
Venting. Hopefully there's some airflow inside of this
desk. Probably at the bottom.
To keep the other components cool. Because you still want a little bit of airflow across, like, your memory and your VRM heat sinks and things like that.
Yeah. I see that little bird. Yeah, I don't know what those other than there. I mean, there's something. I don't know what that is, but. Yeah, it's there's no pictures of, like, the other side of that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But it's really cool. I wanted to get, like, a live edge desk like this. It's just so expensive to get the wood and stuff. But I didn't even notice there's the power buttons like right down there as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's super cool. I like that.
I would have liked to see this without the mouse mat sitting there.
Yeah, it's true.
And like a wireless keyboard and one mouse. Like almost everything is the same aesthetic. And then you have these two random mice.
Yeah. In this there. One's the gaming mouse. The Logitech mouse. MX, whatever. MX.
Yeah. MX Master?
MX Master. But yeah, I think it's really cool. I like it. I would love a setup sort of like this. I really want a live edge desk. It's just, it's so heavy. It's so big. Maybe if I ever, like, if I buy a house, that would be like a project to do, I think.
Old man says it needs a wooden mouse mat. maybe leather or something, right?
Yeah, leather, I think. Yeah, because that's just a Logitech G mouse mat. Yeah. There are companies that make leather ones that I've seen that are pretty nice that kind of match this whole aesthetic. But overall, I think this is really cool. It's, you don't even notice this top monitor up here either at first glance, too. I just like,
the purple. Monitor.
Yeah. So very cool stuff from him. So check it out if you're into desk builds or wooden desks. It's like I said, it's a pretty cool build there. And then we'll move on to news, and we're just going straight through it here. So RTX 50 series, we're not going to see it for a while, but we do have some details from well-known leaker who's always been pretty accurate, especially on NVIDIA things, that the RTX 50 series, the Blackwell GB202, which will power the high-end lineup of the RTX 50 series. It will have a total of 192 streaming multiprocessors, which would give it 24,576 CUDA cores, which is a 1/3 increase compared to the AD102, which powers the RTX 4090. And the interesting thing is that even the RTX 4090 doesn't fully max out that chip,
right?
Because they decided to not do it to decided to not do a TI. And then a 512 bit memory bus. I don't know if we'll get that. That's kind of what we should, be getting. Is there, like, on the high end RTX series, like, is there anything that you're looking for? Anything that you would want? Anything that you think they should change?
The only thing I'm curious to see how much of a raw performance increase we get as opposed to like the next generation software. Of DLSS, right? Like, what is that? Are we going to keep having that ratio shift performance wise? You know what I mean? From raw performance to software enhancements to give you that performance instead.
That's
what I'm most curious about. I'm also curious to dig in and this would be some work, and I don't know if it's even worth it, but we talk about, leading up to new GPUs and things like that. We get these rumors, it'd be fun to review how many rumors were true and how much you can trust these rumor mills and these people that leak out, how reliable those things are to final.
I'm sure somebody has done that at some point. Sure. That's why this guy, I mean, he's one of the main leakers, and he's been decently accurate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you'll end up with those top tier leakers, and
there should be a website that compiles it and gives them a score.
Cool.
That'd be kind of cool. I'm sure you could somehow do that. I mean, as long as they're not deleting the tweets or whatever, it could be tracked. Yeah. I assume so. Okay. That's pretty much, like I said, we wouldn't expect to see RTX 50 series anytime soon.
No.
So that's just kind of all we have right now. But 1/3 increase in CUDA cores, I like the sound of that. That's now, again, we haven't maxed out the AD102. So even that, the new 5090 might not even max out the new chip. So keep that in mind. But pretty cool there. Intel Japan decided to leak out or accidentally put out information on the Raptor Lake refresh, which is supposedly going to come out October 17th. And we have some information on the three main chips. I think does anybody care about anything else besides the i5, the i7, and the, the i9, like especially in art, like in gaming and in enthusiasts.
Yeah, for us,
like
no.
Yeah, so just gonna
like
go
there
through.
There'll be OEMs that care about the other stuff, right? Or like bulk buyers, but for the most part, yeah, you're most likely going to like one of these three.
Yeah.
Chips if you're buying and building a new Intel system.
Yeah. So again, this is a refresh, so we kind of know what to expect. Core i9-14900K, 24 cores. 8 of those are performance cores. 16 of those are efficient cores. That is going to have a max boost clock of 6 gigahertz. It's not the first 6 gigahertz processor from Intel. That was the 13900KS. But the really interesting thing about this is that that KS processor had a TDP of, what was it? It had a TDP of 150 watts, while this one has a TDP of only 125 watts. Yeah. So that's kind of impressive there, but not the first 6 gigahertz, but it's the first non-special edition 6 gigahertz. So that's cool. The i7-14700K, 20 cores, 8 performance cores, 12 efficient cores, max boost clock of 5.6 gigahertz. And then finally, the Core i5-14600K, right? 14?
I believe so, yeah.
I always get these numbers messed up, yeah. 14600K, 14 cores, 6 performance cores, 8 efficient cores, max boost clock of 5.3 gigahertz. So basically, 200 megahertz bump over the previous generation, more efficient. And then from what we saw at that Gigabyte event, it's going to have much better memory controller as well. So those really high-end memory kits that work on like one or two motherboards, super high-end motherboards, those will work across the board with these chips, which is going to be nice for a lot of people wanting those, you know, super fast memory kits. You should see that with these as well. So, I mean, it's a refresh.
It's
kind of exciting, what you expect, but yeah. So that's kind of what we have. Obviously, as we get closer to that launch date, there should be more leaks coming out about the Raptor Lake refresh, but that's kind of what we're seeing here, and these are official slides and stuff. So those should be the finalized speeds and all of that. So one thing I was a bit disappointed to see when it came to Z790 from Asus was there was no formula board.
Okay.
The formula board I fell in love with when we first reviewed one. It had the integrated water cooling. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. On the power delivery components around the CPU. But it was like at the time when that first board came out, it was very kind of breakthrough, right? It was like, and for Z790, they really didn't come out with one, and everybody was wondering like what happened to it. Well, this was just leaked today, this picture of an ROG Maximus Z790 formula, which is probably being, going to be part of their second gen Z790 launch. I like the whites. It looks awesome.
Quick release buttons and
It has this. It has all the buttons up here. Mm-hmm. I hope this lights up, like not just the logo, like all of this. I hope all of this lights up.
It looks like it's more perforated, kind of towards the middle, so you might get like it almost like it follows the zigzag of the
something like that.
Maybe that would be cool.
But yeah, and then these are the new Corsair Dominator DDR5s, Dominator Titanium.
Titanium, yeah. Those are good
looking. Yeah. Asus is just with those white boards. Not a white PCB, but it does look nice. It's
mostly covered up.
Still, I mean, that's a lot of
black. That's a decent one.
Yeah, you got your CPU cooler on there. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be. But yeah, I like this board a lot. And again, you can see the openings here for the water cooling and all of that. So pretty cool looking board. I'm excited to see it. No clue when they'll actually announce it.
Old Man is asking if they're not coming out with Z890 boards.
Not for 14th gen. So you'll just see a second round of Z790 boards. It's going to be the same.
A refresh of those as well.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just, it's just going to be a refresh. You're getting new stuff on the boards. Like what we saw at the Gigabyte event, you're going to get, you're going to get more Thunderbolt 4, USB 4 stuff. You'll also get, because Thunderbolt or Microsoft, who owns Thunderbolt? Intel. Gave Thunderbolt 3 to like the USB. I don't know how that worked, but basically USB 4 is Thunderbolt 3 now, if that makes sense. So you'll see USB 4, which is going to be really fast. You'll see Wi-Fi 7 now, and you'll see a lot more M.2 stuff going on with these ports. But they will be a refresh, but it will be like a nice, again, it's a great way for them to sell new boards. But if you were somebody who's like maybe on like 10th, 11th, 12th gen and you were upgrading, it's not like you're going to see the same boards that you've seen for a year now, right? There'll be a nice refresh, getting some new looks just like with this, and you're getting a new look on the, like what we saw from Gigabyte with some of their boards having like a new look too. So
it definitely wouldn't be something most likely where you would like update to one of these if you're already on that platform either.
Correct. Unless there was like,
unless you really needed a feature that they were offering.
Yeah. Or like there was just a board that you like had to get, right? You know? Yeah. But yeah, no big massive change as far as like chipset stuff goes. But moving on to something that I really think Ryan would be interested in. So would I. I was like, this is like a very much a take my money.
Shut up and take my money.
Product. So we know EK Water Blocks, they make water blocks, obviously, and water cooling components. Well, they've come out with a case. So this isn't their first case. They've had other cases, but this is a very water cooling focused case, where the other one really wasn't. So this is their quantum torsion A60, and it has some really high end features that you wouldn't necessarily find on any other case out there. One, all aluminum. All milled aluminum. So it's very light. It is an all aluminum case, which again, you don't see much of anymore. It comes with this distro plate and pump all together already. So you get that at the front. And then the coolest thing is you get, these are all milled sections for your cabling. So you can do individually sleeve cables all the way through the case. It also comes with a vertical GPU riser here again, which is all aluminum. There's only been 777 made total. So it's an actual special edition.
As I say, this isn't just like your run of the mill case that you're going to pick up. Yeah. It's a limited edition type of build.
Yeah. So this is kind of what it's going to come like. I assume there's a piece of glass that goes here.
There is one piece of glass, I think, with this.
Yeah, that goes there. Let me go to the actual product page. You can see what those cabling. Yeah,
that looks pretty sweet.
Yeah. And again, you typically see stuff like this from like really well-known builders or well-known modders that make their own custom case that has this. Now there's actually a case that you can get with this, which is just...
It's got to be pretty expensive to... just manufacture. Yeah,
well, this case is not cheap. You know? This is what it looks like here. You know, again, this is all
this machining and finish work. Yeah, it's
Let's go to the product page and see if we can find a picture. Okay, so this is the exploded view. Oh, geez. So yeah, so that's what it looks like. So it does have a piece of glass right there.
Where's your radiator supposed to go on this thing? On the backside?
What does it show in the picture? I assume so, yeah.
Well, but
in this picture,
no.
There's. No, it has to be in the back.
Is it passively? It's not like passively cooled by the.
No.
No, up at the.
Maybe at the top?
I didn't read any of this, so I'm there's no fans.
Yeah, there's like no fan. It has to be at the back. I don't know. Is there? Because in this picture,
fits up to 3 medium thick Quantum Surface 360 rads. So they got to go somewhere, obviously.
Let's see if there's any.
But surprisingly, none of these pictures really show it. Radiator support. Okay. Allowing you to mount it via special push in fittings available separately and in multiple finishes. The radiators have an unobstructed path to get hot air away opening in the side panel.
Yeah, so this is where they...
So that's maybe the backside panel?
Yeah, that's a backside panel. So they would attach to here.
Yep, and then you're just going to push air through and out.
Push air through, yeah. But this is one of those things, at least in my opinion, that like brings a lot of those things that modders have been doing for a while... And brings it into a really high end, again, all aluminum.
Oh, really high end.
Yeah, all the all the cases you see nowadays, they're all made of steel. You know, it's this the having an all aluminum case. It's just so nice. They're light, you know. And this thing, again, it's all done for you. Like it's all made to work together. You know, when it comes to water cooling, which is really nice. So Ryan was talking about that's what the front will look like, with your, you know, all displaying of your liquid and stuff like that. And that's where those
and it looks go. Obvious now with looking at that where the radiators go.
Yeah, I figured the back.
Yeah.
So they would go.
Yeah, good amount of room there for radiators, fans, and enough airflow.
But this case is not cheap. It is $2,600 and 20 cents or $2,699. But
you only live once. Why not? Just go ahead.
How much? Like, okay. So pump, distro,
the cost has got to be in the machine work of this thing.
Yeah, of course. And it's and especially like all the
I like it. Otherwise, you're getting a distro plate and a pump.
Yes.
This is so expensive.
That's pretty awesome though.
It's not for me.
Okay.
Like I would like it. Like it's nice. I like it, but it's target market. You know, I'm not the customer.
I honestly think I would get like one of the, if I was doing this, I like this. I like this a lot. But I think they're, when like EK does their collabs with some of like the higher end cases, they're less expensive than this. And I think I would like this a little bit more. But I do really like this. Like if this is really cool.
I know you've got the cable management like channels, but look at the bottom of the case also. You've got that Asus.
Yeah.
Power supply and then just the quote-unquote mess of cable at the bottom also.
That's true too. Nothing covering it up or hiding it.
Yeah,
well, we'll see. I assume they'll sell out. It would be cool to see if any of our friends do some builds in here. That would be cool to see as well. Some really, and again, it's like a lot of the hard work is done for them too, right?
Well, I'd like to see maybe like, because this is just showing straight runs, right? You've got those 4 runs.
Yeah,
but like have some dips in there, like, you know, that are spread out across those 4 lines to just change it up a bit.
Yeah, it would be like I said, be cool to see. But yeah, if you want one, you can pre-order $2,600, which is quite a lot for a PC case with a pump and a distro block on it. But it is really cool, and I would totally want one. I'd go for the silver though. Like if you look at the silver, I do like the silver.
Yeah, that could look pretty good.
Yeah, over the black. That's just me, but yeah. Moving on from that, EK also came out with a pretty interesting product as well. They made a mono block for PlayStation 5.
Yep.
if you wanted to maybe turn your PlayStation 5 into something that looks like this, they made a monoblock for it. I think it's cool. I don't see like the normal PlayStation 5 user doing that.
No, but it does. It's cool.
It is cool. It's cool if you were like somebody who they showed a picture.
But again,
here's like a PC build that has the PlayStation built into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, how many people are going to do this? Like, the effort it took to design this thing compared to how many people are actually going to do it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sure somebody ran the numbers and it made sense, but
yeah, that is a cool little setup. Instead of having your PlayStation 5, having that instead would be badass.
Be kind of cool.
Really cool. But yeah, if you ever wanted to water cool your PlayStation 5, it will set you back. I think it's like four. Old man in the chat said it's 450.
450.
Yeah, 450. So yeah. But for those like crazy builds where people like incorporate consoles into like the actual PC build, that is cool. So you could do something like this and have that built into your system, which is cool. But yeah, cool. So cool. Some cool and interesting stuff from EK lately. So cool to see them kind of doing something a little bit out of the box, which is cool. Moving on to gaming stuff, Thrustmaster came out with a Ferrari 488 GT3 wheel add-on. Is this as big as it seems to be getting, or is it just
maybe? I mean, we talked about that chair the other day.
Is F1 like that big?
Getting now? Big. Think about Vegas right now. Saw some clips of, you know, like the strip doesn't even look the same. All these things you can't get to if you're visiting right now, just for this one race and all the money that's going into it. So, I mean, F1's so much bigger.
A lot outside of my friends US. watch the show like on Netflix.
Yeah, I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. And it is really cool that like
there's a drink button.
People who really are into like the racing sim, they can't, like a normal person who's not a computer person can actually build a racing sim now pretty easily, right? Rather than like 5 years ago, it's kind of hard and there wasn't a whole lot of things out there, you know what I mean? But all these big brands, like I said, we talked about the Logitech chair last week, are coming out with these things. And again, you can get like, now you can get the wheel that is for the car that you know what I mean? Like the actual replica wheel that has all the things, like Ryan said, there's a drink, where's it at?
On the right side.
There's a drink button on it and everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so there's all these things you can get to really make it. And this is what it looks like on their racing wheel. You can really make it into that like real sim thing, which I think is cool. Right. We've seen a bunch of different ones like this. It seems like the wheel companies who are making these Thrustmaster, I know Logitech, and some others are like doing these partnerships with the car manufacturers to get these things made. So I think it's kind of cool. I don't think I'd ever build a sim rig and I was never really into racing games per se either.
I played a lot of like Gran Turismo, like PlayStation 1, right? Like I played Gran Turismo, Gran Turismo 2. I got GT like 3, I think is, I don't know. I've got a couple of them, right? And I've played some Forza. That chair though that we looked at the other day was like, all right, maybe this would be worth it because I have a wheel and pedals.
Yeah.
But it's not convenient, like we kind of talked about. And I think it'd be cool.
It is becoming more convenient. And it's not ideal.
Right, it's getting there. Right.
It's getting there. And I think with the popularity of especially F1, we could see things get even better. So
the fold-up was the appeal for me, right?
Yeah.
Like not having to dedicate a space for X amount of weeks while you want it set up there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of just like VR, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Same type of thing. So pretty cool to see that from Thrustmaster. Also talking about portable gaming, ROG Ally. There's two different versions for people that don't know. There's the Z1 and the Z1 Extreme. There have been some comparisons, but not a whole lot. And a lot of people are just comparing the ROG Ally versus like the Steam Deck and what's the other one? The Lenovo one. They're doing like those type of comparisons. But now Asus put out their own numbers comparing the Z1 and Z1 Extreme. So like if you're kind of on the fence, like, oh, I don't know which one to get, like, what's the difference? Like they put out numbers, like what you're going to get on each one with the presets with like the most popular games. So I think it's kind of nice that they kind of put this all out there. Yeah. So you can kind of decide, you know, if there's a certain game that you want the best gameplay, you can see kind of how everything shakes out at different resolutions and all of that. So yeah, they put that out there. So it's kind of nice that you can kind of just see the difference and make the best decision based on what you want out of the unit. So that's cool. I think that's cool that they did that. So
I need to check in with my boss and see how he's liking his.
Oh yeah, I forgot that he had got that.
He got it and then was on vacation for a while and he was going to take it, and then he's been out traveling at a conference this week. I think he'll be back tomorrow.
It would so I'll have be to check and see great. If he brought it with him,
right?
It would be great for the plane.
Yeah.
Great for the plane to play some games.
And if you play a low enough powered game, right, you don't have to worry about battery, most likely, you know, play something chill that's not just taxing the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be all set.
Yeah. That would be really nice on the plane. So yeah. So if you want more info on that, we have all of that information in the article. Also, we've been talking about the Nintendo Switch 2 a lot, lots of leaks, a lot of things coming out. New rumor says that it won't launch until the second half of 2024, which, based on all the leaks, I thought we would see it a lot sooner, just like on some of the things. But I mean, what do you think? When do you think it's coming?
I haven't really thought about it. I mean, that seems like pretty soon, to be honest, like second half of next year. And for us,
based on the leaks, I thought we would see it in like the next couple months.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not necessarily excited about it. I think a lot of other people are. But yeah, that just seems like a long way off. But we're not more into this compared to PC stuff as far as like keeping up with all the info. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what shakes out. We've been posting a lot of Nintendo Switch 2 stuff, just like rumors and stuff. So we have a bunch of them on the site if you want to get some details about it. But I think it's a pretty big deal for Nintendo, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, the Switch has been hugely successful, so
yeah.
I don't see any reason why the second one wouldn't be as well, other than their history with the Wii and the Wii U, but I think that's this a different situation here.
Yeah. So that wraps up our news for the week. Coming next week, I didn't get it done this week because it's such a big case and there's like so much. Like this case is just, I feel like this is like a Ryan case. There's so many different configurations and like you can invert the motherboard, you can do it silent build, you can do a high air, like there's so much you can do with this. Yeah. So Dark Base Pro 901 from Be Quiet, that will be up on the site. I could probably get up tomorrow, but we might just save it for next week. But we'll have that for you. And then also taking a look at the Kingston XS1000. We already reviewed the XS2000. The 1000 is just a little bit slower. So the XS2000 is USB 3.2 Gen 2x2. This is just USB 3.2 Gen 2. So max speeds of 1,050 megabytes a second in ideal conditions. These drives are like tiny too. Yeah, super small. Great for traveling. Great for like mobile editing drive. Great for mobile game drive. Like these are perfect. So I'll have that for you next week as well. And when we come to the end here, we do talk about tech. So if Ryan, you have any tech related stuff.
Well, I just wanted to say we will be on Home Gadget Geeks tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central. You can check them out at theaverageguy.tv. Search them up on YouTube. It's another live podcast that we've been on multiple times with Jim over there at Home Gadget Geeks. He's been on our show previously as well. So we'll be over there talking.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Yeah. I'm excited to see what Jim's up to. and then, you know, it's always good to like be on a podcast rather than hosting your own podcast. Cause it's like, yeah. You don't have to worry about anything. You just chill.
You don't have to run the show. Yeah.
So it is kind of nice to do that. So we'll be doing that, but any other tech related stuff, that you've been doing or you've been seeing or anything like that.
Give me a look around. I was talking, actually speaking of Home Gadget Geeks, there was a post someone had made on their Facebook page and it reminded me, I probably need to retire a device. This, one of the guys on there, Mark, was talking about how he was turning off his Windows Home Server 2012 server and, you know, migrating off of it. And I was like, oh man, I have a Thecus like W2000 plus that I reviewed in 2015 that's running Home Server 2012 R2, and I was like, you know, I should probably decommission mine as well, because we're both doing it kind of for the same reason, because Chrome no longer will give updates to that operating system. So we're like, oh, all right, time to figure out a plan to get rid of that thing.
It is interesting as time goes on and tech gets older and, you know, things that you've just had that just worked, no issues. Yeah,
just to start running.
Yeah, it like, you know, you have to eventually decommission certain things or upgrade them or whatever it may be. So on my side of things, I did watch some videos on the new DJI drone, the Mini 4. That looks super cool if you haven't seen that. That has the 360 sensors now. So the other minis, the last one only had like side or front and back sensors. This one has like 360 sensors. So if you crash it, like you're an idiot, you know what I mean? So so that was pretty cool to see. I know, Ryan, you still have your drone, do you not?
I do, and I
never use it.
I know, it's depressing.
Gotcha. Well, in the chat, Old Man said he has ordered an Alpha Core XP3 CPU block for his 12900K that he had just got. So, pretty cool to see that.
I didn't realize he was had already had a full custom loop or is going that route. So that's cool.
Yeah, very cool to see. Now, I think I'm going to start doing this at the end of the podcast. Is we're going to do like a question of the week. We'll either like take questions from the previous week or whatever it may be, and we'll come up with a question. And I posted this on Twitter earlier on the Think Computers account
on X.
Same thing. I'm not. It's so weird. Like I don't know if I'm going to get used to saying
you X'd an X on X or
So I posted this on Twitter or on X. Sorry. See, I can't even say it now. It's so hard to do. So I posted this on Think Computers and I said, is it just me or does tech seem to be in a boring spot right now? And I said, based on the views we're getting and the traffic to the website. And I also said, you know, I noticed other creators aren't really posting as much. Like there's some people who are just not posting a whole lot of content. And I said, no new graphics cards are coming from AMD or NVIDIA anytime soon. The next big CPU update, which we talked about, is just a refresh, and we're not getting much more on those motherboards. Not much is really going on in the case world. And my question was, what's going on in PC hardware that you're actually excited about? So for you, Ryan, is there anything that you're... Well, one, do you agree that there's like, this is like, it seems like this is just an extremely...
Like we're just in a lull. That's all.
Boring time. And there's really, typically you see a launch towards the end of the year, but everything's out in like the major categories. There's no like new tech per se. Like, you know, for the time it was like, oh, the new VR thing's coming or that, or, you know,
for me,
all the big games are out already. Like,
or the next big games aren't going to be out for a while. Right.
Yeah.
So we don't have a GTA 6 or,
like I said, cases are just like all the same GPU stuff. There's even like, it's just an incremental update and it's a lot more software than hardware that Ryan was talking about too with NVIDIA.
So I think if I wasn't in the, I feel like I'm not a, not an awkward spot, but I just updated my CPU last Black Friday, right? So I'm at a point where a refresh of my system is a whole new platform, and I'm not ready to do that because I think there's still a lot of life left in this CPU. Now, GPU wise, I could obviously make a jump. But I think right now is a good time if you were jumping into a new build or getting into PC building and gaming. I think now's a good time. You've got, you know, a lot of recent releases over the last, you know, 9 months or so that have come out. Prices don't seem insane outside of what we feel like GPUs are priced at right now. You know, I was talking with a buddy the other day when I fired up Division 2 this weekend to like, because there were rumors about the Division 3 and that, you know, that coming out. And so I fired up Division 2 and told him, I was like, hey guys, did you see this news? And he, you know, he's running on a 980 Ti and some other stuff. And he's like, well, it still runs pretty well. But he started to look at pre-builts. He's like, I think I may just do a pre-built. And, you know, so I gave him some recommendations on companies. And the prices he was coming up with for these builds wasn't outrageous. So it felt like pretty good spot to
I think that is the good thing about nothing really going on is it gives prices time to stabilize. Right. And, you know, there's no like rush to build or there's no, there's just everything's available. You can build whatever you want right now, which is all good. I just think on the tech side of things, there's just like nothing really exciting. The next
new thing coming.
Like, what is the next new thing? Or like, obviously we'll get new platform updates next year as far as like motherboards and things like that. But I mean, even the stuff that came out like PCI Express 5 SSDs, like, you know, I mean, they are faster than like a Gen 4, but I mean, like, what, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, what is it?
And we should also not take for granted already how available this hardware is when 2 years ago we were complaining and begging for a solution to not having hardware and to crazy prices, right? Like, just, you know, a couple years ago, it was doom and gloom for ever getting affordable PC hardware ever again.
This is true. And so, and not even just like a webcam or like any of that stuff.
Any of it, right? Yeah, you're like overpaying for a product that's coming in a, you know, a box from a different market because that's where whoever you bought it from was able to source it from. And paying, you know, 2, 3, 4 times as much for that webcam you needed or headsets or whatever the case may be.
I just kind of see that's kind of what
a lot of good deals right now, old man says. I agree.
Yeah, a lot of good deals. I don't know. I just always feel like coming into holiday season and you're always just excited about something. And this year it's just like, you know, it's typically a graphics card or a new CPU platform, new motherboard stuff, but we're not necessarily really getting any of that. So I just kind of, I don't know. I'm waiting for the next big thing, next cool thing that we're going to see. I don't know what it's going to be, but hopefully it's something. But that's what we're going to do. Like every week, we'll just come up with some random question that that we'll ask. And we'll ask you guys in the chat, but we'll also, Ryan and I will talk about it. And it doesn't have to be new stuff. It can be like, what was your favorite game? Like, any, you know, growing up, or like any of that stuff. Well, I'll try to put together a list. So every week we have a question that we can, you know, talked about, because I feel like we do talk about all the stuff that's going on now, but it's nice to like talk about other tech related stuff, but, you know, always just like asking a question I think is the best way to do it. So I think that would be cool to do. So that is it for the week. We already talked about what we have coming up next week, and again, remember tomorrow, if you guys want to jump on and watch us on Home Gadget Geeks. Again, that's theaverageguy.tv. Just go over there. What time tomorrow?
8 p.m. Central. So 7 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
6 Pacific.
Wait, gotcha. Is that right?
You did that wrong. You did that totally wrong.
9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
6 Pacific.
9876.
You got your numbers gone. You got your counting gone. So
pull out the fingers.
Yeah. So that's when we'll be on. Check it out if you guys want to listen or watch there. Jim does the same thing, like the same type of live stream that we are doing here. So if you want to watch, you can definitely go ahead and do that. Ryan will be launching our Twitch stream where we'll be gaming, so playing some Apex Legends, which will be a lot of fun. I feel like we did play last week, but I just feel like last week was such a blur that like we didn't. Yeah.
It went fast, honestly.
Yeah.
An old man was talking about the Newegg GPU trade-in, encouraging sales of new cards. Yeah, I could definitely see that. I was able to get more money potentially out of my card than I thought I would. So,
We definitely talked about that last week. Lots of great stuff for the customer going on. It's not like I'm like depressed about that. I love that you can easily find hardware. It is decently affordable. And yeah, you can build a new system and you can order it today and get it, you know, in a couple of days and you're have a new system, sitting next to you, which is definitely nice. So yeah, guys, that is it for the week. Like I said, head on over to twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Ryan will have that stream up and we will see everybody next week.